Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome, everybody, to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, here on the show that brings all the sports news and even more right into your door. Yeah, it rhymed, didn't it? All right, we've got some great guests here on the show today. Actually, hosts here, the fearless quarterback from Super Bowl in 1979 and parts and beyond that and more. He's a wine guy now. The one and only Vince Ferragamo. Vince, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Good to be back.
Then you got a guy, Hall of Famer. He's been called a tackle. He's everything. He's an offensive lineman, lineman of the year. And Jackie Slater is here for us. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
How's your week going, gentlemen? We got Super Bowl weekend coming up. We got the Rams maybe making some trades.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
some changes
Man.
In basketball.
Big story of basketball with
yeah.
the Lakers. Oh, yeah. I'm a big Lakers fan.
February 1st is a big day for the Lakers over the years.
Yeah.
Always too many big trades have occurred on that day.
Jackie, Luka Doncic. Okay, this is going to be another era like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's going to be something else. He's only 25 years old, Jackie. Three-time finalist for MVP in the NBA. I mean, this
but
is
But detractors say no defense. They don't see the defense improving. They see it going downhill.
And then a lack of work ethic. That's the thing that concerns me. When I hear something about someone not wanting to work in any sports, then
work
that's the problem.
Well, I think coming to the Lakers, they've already established the fact that now, hey, you're with a dynasty program, and he understands that. He understands there's more at stake here being in Los Angeles, and I think it's going to be a huge, huge asset for years to come for the Lakers.
Well, time will tell. Time will tell. This is the first time they just sent the big man away instead of bringing
him
in.
I go back to Chick Hearn. I go back to Jerry West, Elgin Baylor days, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, they brought Kareem
Magic.
In. They brought Shaq
come on, man.
In.
Everybody.
They brought Paul Gasol in, all big people.
Everybody.
Usually
they're
going to
bring somebody. Jackie,
you build the championships around the big people. Don't send the big people
but Jackie,
away.
As
but
of
in
late,
this particular case,
as of late, they
we,
haven't been doing much.
Let
so
me ask
we're
you
gonna
this.
Get going here now.
Is it true the Lakers called you, Vince Ferragamo, you, Jackie Slater, to see if you were available?
Well, you know, no, I did average 21.6 a game my senior year in high school.
He played some basketball. Hey, we're brought to you by Harmony Cheese. Check out their website, harmonycheese.com. Great cheese platters. Get it ready for the big game and beyond. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. And on our YouTube channel, subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check out our website, crntalk.com as well. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. If you give us your name and address and send us an email to onpoint@crntalk.com, you'll be entered in a chance to win a wine and cheese pack from Harmony Cheese and Vince Ferragamo. onpoint@crntalk.com is On Point Live, and we'll be back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Are back on Point Live. I am Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. We got everything ready to go here today. Super Bowl weekend, gentlemen, and we got a couple of teams playing here. Who is it? Like Philadelphia and their name? Kansas City, the Chiefs. They're playing. Yeah,
going for a three-peat.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But first, let's look at last year. They faced each other last year. Super Bowl 62 in 2023. Let's talk about last year.
What'd you guys? 57. You're skipping a couple of years ahead.
I have
it's
here.
Not his fault. It's Corey's fault. Corey wrote that down.
X2. Well, the 2 should be on the other side of the X. Right. I got
Come
you.
On, Corey. Get the 2 on the other side.
We're at 59 so far.
Never mind. I've told you. It's a little confusing. I do know that Kansas City and Philadelphia are going to be playing again here.
Right.
Okay, in Super Bowl 57, is that right, or 58 now?
Yeah. Well, they're in 59. But in 57, they have some unfinished business, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Philadelphia is coming to town. Okay, Nick Sirianni. Vic Fangio, these guys have these guys up and running.
Right.
And I think that's the greatest mindset, Jackie, to going into a game, having been defeated by them last time. They had a 10-point lead at halftime. They lost it in the second half. They've got something to prove. They got something to make up.
There's no doubt. But, you know, it amazes me at how convincing you can sound with that beautiful eloquent statement you just made.
Houston.
I know you're going to be I know you think Kansas City's going to win the ballgame.
There's some division here between Vince Ferragamo and his good buddy Jackie Slater and vice versa. They're not choosing the same team this week. And so thus,
we've had
a little bit of problem going into the studio even here.
It's difficult Jackie for me. Slater, it's difficult for me to pick against Andy Reid. I'm going to just tell you like it is.
Same with me. That's why I'm choosing
sensational,
Andy
Reid. Sensational as a play caller, as a team manager, the way he's dealt with his superstars, the way he deals with the rank and file. I just love everything about Andy Reid. Very well coached team. But I would be betraying my professionalism if I did not go with what I think is a huge advantage that the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line presents. I mean, we're talking about guys that are 360 pounds, 370, 80 pounds that can move, and then they're going to be consistently given an opportunity to knock people off the ball. I just, you know, and that's before we even start talking about the quarterback and the receivers and what they're going to be doing in the passing game. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to have to step up, and it starts right at the line of scrimmage. Chris Jones is going to have to do something other than rush the passer. He's going to have to get hit in the lips a few times by 360-pound guys. And if he doesn't hold up, he's going to be seeing it all day long.
Hold on 1 second. Is that a football term, hit in the lips?
Yeah, you've been known to hit – I've been known to hit a few people directly in the little.
Well, Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts here. His case. Go ahead.
Jackie, the physicality comes out in Jackie, obviously being at the offensive line, which is the forefront of any team, offensive line, defensive line. But I'm always of the strategy approach by coaches and how their game plan is going to subject the way they flow the game and how they're going to call plays in situational situations. You see the Kansas City Chiefs, how great they've been all year long, winning most of their games by one score or less. I mean, there are so many things to consider in this game. I number one, think of that. I think of the coaching staff, the quarterback. Both quarterbacks I love. They're both great quarterbacks. I like what they're doing. They're on a flow. Both teams are at their peak. There's so much more at stake for the Kansas City Chiefs.
What do you mean, so much more at stake?
Because three-peat. It's a three-peat. It's three-peat. Never been done in
never
history.
Been done.
And, Pat Riley is sitting there just hoping it'll happen.
Tell us the Pat Riley story.
Well, if you want to get into the rather be lucky than good, this is my segment here.
No,
he's got the trademark for the three-peat.
Now, what do you mean he's got the trademark? Set that story up.
Well, when he was with the Lakers.
Pat Riley, the coach of the Lakers.
They had Kobe. They had Magic Johnson.
They
won two in a row. So he's thinking, I'm going to look forward. I'm going to get this trademark for a three-peat, and I'll own all the merchandising that goes associated with it.
So he owns the term three-peat.
He has the rights to it. So if anyone wants to use three-peat in any kind of merchandise they do.
And he's got great hair like you as well, too.
Well, I'm telling you what. So he made money, not with the Lakers, but when the Chicago Bulls did it with Michael Jordan.
When they finally did their three-peat.
In the 90s. They did it twice.
The Lakers lost that third chance. They did not get the three-peat, but Chicago's Bulls did.
Right, with Michael Jordan twice. So he made a lot of money in those two go-arounds. And now if the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously if they win, then he'll be in the money again. You can do your little ching-ching thing there.
So you're saying Pat Riley is going to – he didn't make that much with the Lakers, but what you are telling me, if we can get our little sound effect up here – he's going to make some more money here with these guys if he does it this way. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
I think the numbers
that he has made, the first time he made $300,000, the next time he made $700,000.
Right.
So who knows what he's going to make this time?
Okay, so there you have it.
But, in addition, though, Jackie, too, the experience factor really plays a vital role in this game. And, you look back at Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts played a wonderful game last time. It couldn't play any
fabulous,
better.
Okay, fabulous.
Okay, but, game. And they're talking about defense. Now, their defense statistically is rated better.
This, Vince, is where the rubber meets the road because when they played before, they couldn't boast the number one overall defense. Nobody's running the football down their throat. Nobody's throwing the football all over them. Special teams is really tight. This is a really good defensive football team now to augment what they're going to be doing on the offense side. And that's before we even start talking about the great running back that they've just added to the equation. I mean, to me, this is what one of the great athletic trainers of all time, Gary Guillemot, he was with us at the Rams a long time, and he's been with the Pittsburgh Steelers now for about 20 years going on. And he says it's not the best team is not going to win. He says the team that plays the best.
Let me ask,
and that is so true.
Let me ask you guys. I've watched the Chiefs play. They can be down so many points. They can come back. I mean, they've come back like a couple of times. The only other team that did that twice or something was the Patriots, right? Against Atlanta
Atlanta.
We were at that game.
That was a phenomenal comeback. And I think Jack at halftime said it's over.
I said, wait till
the second half. We're coming off.
Over.
Okay, so, and they came back, right?
They came back.
Once again, a well-coached team, a team that can play well under fire like the Kansas City Chiefs.
With a really good under-pressure quarterback Tom Brady.
So much of it is preparation,
and Patrick
Mike.
Mahomes in this case.
It's preparation. Absolutely. It's believing what you came to work with. And they didn't stray away from their game plan. They stuck with it. The Patriots
did.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Finish your thought.
So it's strategy, and I think knowing personnel groupings like Kansas City does. This is all preparation. This is all things that are done to exploit what they want to do on offense and take advantage of their faults on defense. Now, Philadelphia has very few faults on defense, believe me. But
did you see,
they're going to do the best they can.
Can I interrupt? Can I interrupt my
– Of course. Yeah. Anytime.
Excessively loquacious teammate. Can I just please interrupt? Right.
Yes.
Did you hear about all the little dainty morsels that he was talking about? Those are, to me,
he's
when I think about going to a meal, the things that he's talking about are dainty morsels.
Quarterback.
At some point in time, you got to roll out the meat. You got to roll out the steak.
And that starts.
Yes. It starts with the line of scrimmage on both sides. We didn't even talk about Jalen Carter. We didn't even talk about the defensive line and the way they play at the line of scrimmage. The backers can run and cover. There's secondary, two young guys that can cover all day. This is the number one defense in pro football. And as Vince, if when you think about it, what wins championships is your ability to play defense and run the ball.
Defense always over offense,
and be able to run the ball.
Now, also on your favor, because Philly has been there last year, so they got a year under their belt. They've played that team, you know, under their belt also. But then you have a coach, Andy Reid, that knows that, and, you know, he goes left, they go right. I mean, they move around a lot.
Steve Spagnuolo on defense, too. It's defense alignments. It's the confusion. And what they want to do is take advantage and do what they need to do to stop the run. Now, this is a great offensive line, as Jackie said. But you know what? Philadelphia is a good defense. But 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they had a great defense as well. They had Hargrave. They had Hassan Riddick. They had Josh Sweat. They had a team, okay, that was unmatched. So, but they were able to win that game. But it's just the way they're going to come out with different formations, different alignments, three tight end personnel. It's a flow of the game that's going to happen
early. That's
the
quarterback.
So what
that's the quarterback
saying,
talking
flow,
about.
I am happen. Going to be the tiebreaker here since it's Philly and it's and Kansas
City. City.
I got it. Would you please ask Jackie to leave the studio for a second?
Wait a minute.
I'm going Kansas City.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Jackie. All right, we got to take a break. That's it. Lord. I got to run for cover a little bit. I got to go use the men's room while Jackie calms down. We'll be back here on Point Live. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Check out harmonycheese.com. Harmonycheese.com. Get a price pack. Go to crntalk.com and find out a lot more about it. We'll be back on Point Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I'm Michael Horn. Go check us out on our website, onpointlive.net. And please check out our, we do a video cast here too, a video podcast. You can subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Go to the YouTube channel, check it out there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. On Instagram, follow us at on.point.live. And remember our sponsor, the great people at harmonycheese.com. This weekend, Jackie Slater has invited all of us down to his house for the big Super Bowl party. And I understand the star of it is harmonycheese.com. You've ordered some cheese, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely got plenty of cheese down there. And we're going to have the big screen on, and we're going to just enjoy the game.
Going to enjoy the game. And, Vince, you're
I'll bring some wine.
Vince Ferragamo wine.
Carissa J, for sure.
It's a nice blend.
That's my favorite.
Sangiovese with a little Cabernet in there, too.
Tuscan wine, super Tuscan blend for you.
And for you, all of you out there, to get involved with it, enter to win a cheese and a wine pack that we're going to put together for you. We've already given away a couple of these here. All you have to do is send your name and address, email it to us at onpoint@crntalk.com. That's onpoint at C as in cheese, R as in radio, N as in network. It's the Cheese Radio Network.
Shall we pick the number 15th person that sends their information in or the number 78th person?
How about the first one we just pull right out of there?
Just pull it out of
there. Either way, we'll do it.
On point at crntalk.com. Send your name and address for that. And check us out also at the YouTube channel on CRN, a digital talk. You can go check that out. Now, we got some bookkeeping to do here today. Other things happen in the world of sports here as we approach Super Bowl weekend. And we got to talk a little bit first about this Laker trade. You alluded to it before, Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. But this was a blockbuster trade.
It was, you know, two guys that have scored an average of 25 points a game or more. It's been the first time in the history of the NBA that you've had swap of two great players like that. Anthony Davis going to the Dallas Mavericks, and then we're getting Luka Doncic. Okay, so this is a big deal for Laker fans and for everybody here in Southern California, because we're all thriving to see this Laker team emerge as a championship team again. We've seen it for year after year. It's been a slow turn in the recent years. And I think this is a new dawn of a new era. So this kid's 25 years old. It's like, it reminds me of when they got Kobe, you know, at a young age, and he came in, stepped in, and did marvelous things for many, many years for the Lake organization.
Yeah, but the difference, Vince, in my opinion.
Jackie Slater.
The difference had to do with the player that was being acquired. But the Lakers are acquiring a guard forward body, not a big physical body that can play underneath the hoop, hit high percentage baskets most of the time, play great defense. Anthony Davis is a good center. He played good defense. He can score and everything. But, you know, just like Luka, they both missed a lot of games. He seemed like he was hurt an awful lot. This is the first time, and they have a history of making these trades on the 1st of February, if you go back and look at it. But this is the first time that they've made a trade, okay, where they didn't bring in a good big, a good guy that can play high-percentage basketball and put points on the board, block shots, and then still run the floor.
Paul Gasol, they brought in Shaquille O'Neal, they brought in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All of these guys won championships. And these championships were centered around big people, not a guy that's shooting the football, shooting the basketball.
But when you say big, Jackie.
I'm talking about these guys.
I know you're talking about size.
These guys are big centers.
Okay, when you play in Los Angeles, and you guys played in Los Angeles, you're big names in L.A., Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. It's the name. You got to play for the market you're in. So the Lakers have always played big names. And so they brought in a big name. Everybody's saying, well, you know, Lakers will be okay once they get another couple of players. Well, they got a player now that renews interest in the team. team. Walk into a stadium. Walk into Dallas and see, you know, maybe they got a Luka jersey on and, you know, one other one on there, and that's it. At the Lakers, you got Magic Johnson. You got Kobe Bryant. You got, you know, Shaquille. You got everybody.
Worthy. Don't forget Worthy.
All the names are there. They got a bunch of people with jersey numbers and names. You need big people in L.A. This
you
is a genius move on Jeannie Buss. Jeannie,
well,
I know you take
name.
A lot of heat. She made
right.
a good
There's
move
no
here.
Bigger name. There's no bigger name. But one other thing, one other caveat, and Vince knows this as well as I do, this young man comes with a history of not being a workaholic.
Really?
Nobody worked harder than Kobe Bryant or Magic Johnson.
No.
Nobody.
But he's got his old coach with him. That's his old
J.J. Redick.
Yeah. That might be a plus.
That could be.
So I think this is going to motivate him. I think being here in Los Angeles definitely will motivate him. And I think you can tell at the press conference the way his projection is. And, you know, they let go perhaps the best player on the team in Anthony Davis. Okay, I'm just
He's
telling you.
He's 31, though. Come on.
I don't care, but this year he was the best player on the team.
And
okay?
he didn't
and great
play,
defensive player.
But he didn't play half.
He was hurt some, Jackie. I think he averaged 60 games a season. But this is the point. Why would you let your number one guy go to get another great player? Okay, the reason is because this is a team that's in remodeling condition. They're going to try to remodel this team. They have a star player now. They can attract other players. They need a big guy in the center, obviously, but it may not happen right away.
Wouldn't you trade for a guy that is ranked third in league history in points per game? And it's, you know, and an assist, it's Luka.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about it.
This
is
the face
listen,
of the franchise.
Don't get me wrong. I think the guy is special. I've watched him play.
He's unstoppable.
He is pretty special. Yeah. He can shoot the ball from anywhere. And, you know, his defense is lacking a little bit, but we can live with that. Don't get me wrong. Right. I think the guy is special. But in the game of basketball, you got to have a really good, highly skilled big to consistently be successful.
He means what he says.
You do, Jackie. And I think that's the direction the Lakers are going to take.
They're going to have to get some defense long term.
People are saying long term versus short term. Yeah, Dallas is going to get a great player short term, but long term wise, I think that, you know, this is something now we can look forward to. We can rebuild. Now we have everything together. Everybody's going to feel very good about themselves moving forward.
I'm kind of excited. I think.
Yeah, I think this is great. It's a great thing.
Got to move something. Got to get. Got to bring the defense up. I agree with you, Jackie. I agree with you, Vince. And that's been the negative to this trade. If anybody has any, is well, we lost some defense here. Well, you got to get it back. You know, you got.
LeBron. LeBron's going to teach him too. I mean, he looks up to LeBron, and I think if something LeBron has left to offer. That's let me model this guy.
Experience.
Yeah, let him learn from me and let me teach him a few things. And you know, I think just the future's bright.
Yeah, I think so too. And it'll be pretty well thought about. And you know, maybe he can get four-peat. Maybe we should go ahead and pay for four-peat in case there's a win in the Super Bowl this weekend, huh?
Well, I hope he can gain
enough
experience before he have to roll and deal with that guy in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, so we got now. Let's get into the Rams a little bit, because this is a troublesome rumor that's going around saying that the Rams may be unloading Cooper Kupp. What is going on here, Jackie Slater?
Well, I mean, that's for me.
This is a what in the world now.
This is definitely a what in the world for me, because, I mean, just think about it. Just a couple of years ago, we watched this guy on the NFL Awards Day come walking down there and accept an award for being the triple crown winner as a receiver, yards, receptions, touchdowns. So where did all of that go all of a sudden? Why is that not needed all of a sudden? Why is that not prized and championed in L.A. all of a sudden?
Why would they toss
Cooper
Kupp out, right?
Well, it's got to be, you know, reading some of these numbers here, it's got to do with money. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, at some point in time now, somebody's got to say, hey, this guy has been nothing but special for us from the day we drafted him, when people thought we were reaching to draft him where we did. Cooper Kupp, in my opinion, is the ultimate professional. He is the ultimate team player. And if he missed games, it's because, you know, he's nicked up. When he's healthy enough to play, Cooper Kupp is as good as anybody playing the game.
So the main reason is?
It's got to be
money.
he's been waiting to hit that calculator all day. It's obviously got to be money. But it can't be. If you watch, I watch Cooper Kupp as a fan watching the game. I watch him. Mm-hmm. on the sidelines. When Vince and I went out to training camp, I watched him in practice. The man is constantly coaching people. He's constantly giving instruction to young guys. He's constantly paying attention. You never see him taking a drink of water unless he's looking right at the play. That's the kind of mental focus that wins championships. That's the kind of mental focus that helped them win the Super Bowl a couple of years. Now, all of a sudden, he's, you know, the business part of it has come to the table, and you got to rear your head and show that this guy is not important to this team. I don't like it personally.
I think you said it's the business.
That cash register keeps going off over there. I personally don't like it. I think Cooper Kupp adds so much more than what you miss. You know, during the times that he's not there.
All right. Let me say this.
Can you imagine Cooper Kupp and Myles Garrett, who wants to become a player on a different team, wants to be traded because he wants to have a shot at going to a Super Bowl. He wants to have, you know, go advance into the playoffs. If they both end up in Kansas City, wouldn't they want to go to Kansas City?
The only thing I can think of is money would stop them from going.
I'm telling you.
Could be that way.
It's more than money at this point, Jack, because, you know, Myles Garrett's fine, but he wants to go be a winner.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And I think that's going to be a lot. But, you know,
could
the Rams,
you see the both of them in Kansas City?
What in the world?
How did you even let that come up in your mind?
Well, because, I mean, this is a team that, you know, would probably get a player like that. They understand the importance of those kind of guys. But here it is, the fact that Cooper Kupp would be leaving the Rams is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is.
Because he is one of the best in the league.
I'd have to get used to that.
Matt Stafford is not a happy camper either.
Yeah, and just think the price of beer might go down a little bit because of the Okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
That's a sad thing, money getting down to it there. We're going to miss Cooper Kupp if he goes. What if they just cut him? They save even more cash.
Yes,
well,
15
days. Too, but.
All right, we got to take a break and be coming back here a little bit to give you another segment. But when we come back, we'll talk some more here. But don't forget to get to our website, onpointlive.net, and check out Harmony Cheese, harmonycheese.com. It's the place you want to go for that. And then send us your email. Send it to onpoint@crntalk.com. Put your email in there. You could win yourself a Harmony Cheese prize pack and some Vince Ferragamo wine. Let's go to the website, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be right back here on Point Live. Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back. It's On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. We're talking about Super Bowl weekend, big game coming up. We're talking about the Lakers and their trades. We're talking about the Rams. We just mentioned in that last segment, Cooper Kupp possibly being cut, possibly being traded away for cash concerns. Vince Ferragamo, what else is going on with the Rams?
Well, they've got a lot of decisions to make in this offseason. You know, Matthew Stafford's come right out and said, hey, I don't know if I'm going to return next year. And you know, he's been the life and breathing part of this team for this past year. He's really resurrected, you know, this
team. This past two or three years.
Yeah, well, yeah, but this year especially. And, you know, he's brought this team back when, you know, they were 1-4 start. They made the playoff run. So, you know, that's discerning because at this point, you know, he's still paid pretty well. But if he wants to renegotiate a contract to encourage him to come back for another year, that's a big question mark because where's the team going to turn? There's a lot of other players, as we can talk about, that really need that are up as a free agent. And so they have to build this team. With Cooper Kupp leaving, that could change the whole scenario, what's going to happen moving forward. But a lot of it's going to be – the attention's going to be on the quarterback. So they're going to have to solve that equation right at the beginning.
Jackie, what do you think? Is there going to be a big trade possibly on the horizon?
I agree with what Vince said there about the trade because we all know and are familiar with the marriage between Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. I don't want to think that relationship is being frayed now because of Matthew Stafford making statements like, I was playing some pretty good ball. I'm playing some pretty good ball the last couple of years. And when we know Matthew Stafford is underpaid relative to some quarterbacks to the tune of $15 to $20 million a year. So if I'm Matthew Stafford and I'm sitting there looking at what I have accomplished with this young football team, inspired defense and all of that, but young Puka Nacua and everybody else that you throw in there, if I'm Matthew Stafford, I want to raise. And I think, it's justifiable. You invested in this guy by trading your number one draft pick overall, Jared Goff, to him. And he's here. He's taking you to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. He's still playing pretty good ball, as you say. Now you got to support him. And this is where I'm going to be watching very, very close. The best and probably the most physical right guard in all of pro football right now, his name is Kevin Dotson, and he's playing right guard for the Rams. And I'm hearing talk about him taking a cut in pay. Why? He's one of the most physical players in the game. Why cut his pay? Give him a raise. And then their free agent, Alaric Jackson. Alaric Jackson was an undrafted free agent at 6'7", he got away 340 pounds at least, and this young man is dominant. He is listed right now as one of the top 50 free agents to hit the market. He made $5 million this past year when he could have been making 40. He's just that good. And so I'm going to be watching. When we start talking about what the Rams are doing and how they're building and everything, they've done a great job in a lot of areas up until this point. But how they deal with these particular people right here is going to be critical in keeping this team afloat and even moving forward. It ain't all about Sean McVay. Sean McVay is a great coach, and I got much respect for him. But he's got to have these guys if he wants to get his job done.
Don't speculate like that, Jackie. Be more passionate when you got
something. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm with you. I'm hearing what you're saying. What do you think?
I would have to agree with Alaric Jackson because this guy has a wonderful temperament to play the game, and he doesn't complain, and he's huge. He's number 77. He's 6'7", about 360 pounds.
And can move.
Yeah, he came from University of Iowa. Okay, he had a chance to go to Ohio State. He could have went to Nebraska. He could have went to Iowa State. He just decided on University of Iowa Hawkeyes. And he had a brilliant, brilliant collegiate career. And now he's come. He's put his time in. And he's not complaining. He's just up. And as Jackie said, this guy is a gem at the offensive line. If they don't re-sign this guy, there's something wrong with this team.
If they let Matthew Stafford walk out of here – or leave or retire because they don't pay him, then they might as well let him go too. because you won't be needed. You
won't need the quarterback. Left tackle, isn't he?
You don't have to worry about the quarterback getting busted.
What about the connection with Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford? That's always been a
It's painful. It's painful.
It is. Yeah.
Because Vince
to break up that union is incredible.
It's painful because what have we said since Puka Nacua has been on the scene? We said, hey man, look how they've grown this guy. Look at how they've, between Cooper Kupp teaching him the nuances of running routes and catching the ball and all that stuff that he, all extra stuff that he didn't have when he came here. And then you add Matthew Stafford to the mix, who was capable of putting the ball on the money everywhere he throws it. Those three guys there were like having three quarterbacks on the field at the same time for Sean McVay.
You know what they say?
He had two extra sets of eyeballs on everything that was going on all the time.
You know what they say in professional sports and in any sport level? It's the player that you want to have on your team makes everybody else better.
Yeah.
And this is the type of player that Cooper Kupp is.
Yeah,
Jackie
is.
Mentioned,
no
you know,
doubt.
When he's drinking a sip of water, he's coaching the guy next to him. You know,
and
it's
people
just,
following
it's
him over to get a sip of water with him.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
And you know what? And he's fun to play with. I mean, that's what makes Patrick Mahomes so good. You know, when you're with a guy like that, that's what's going to make Luka Doncic really good, because they're going to have to adapt to that and really enjoy. And you, if you make everybody around you better, you are the guy they want.
You're the guy.
They got to have
you. You're the
guy. And I can't see them getting rid of a guy like Cooper Kupp. I mean, he means too much to this team.
I agree with that
100%. I don't care how much money's at stake.
I agree with that 100%.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Because he's definitely planning to keep playing football. It's what he does and what he is very good at.
Well, we'll see how that plays out in the weeks ahead here. But let's talk about this weekend, Super Bowl Sunday. You guys played in a Super Bowl. I'm curious, I'm sure our audience is, what the heck is it like? Do you get really primed up? Is it the energy is like trying to come out of your pores? Do you sit there, you calm down? When you're going in there, I know you do your workouts and everything, but the game day, what goes through your mind? Start with you first, Vince Ferragamo.
That's a great question, Michael, because there's so much preparation and excitement leading up to a game like that. And Super Bowl 14 was played in Pasadena, one of the second largest crowds in the history of the game. And you know, it's the excitement, the adrenaline that's building up. You obviously get nervous. But when you stop and think about the team you're playing and focus more on the guys that you're playing with on your side.
On your side.
And my team. And that settles your nerves. Because when I play behind guys like Jackie, and we had one of the best offensive lines in football, and I really see, I mean, as good as Philadelphia is coming into this game with their offensive line, we still got beat by 12 points. So, I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter. It's like Jackie says, it's not the best team. It's who plays the best that day. And you know what? The experience factor really has a lot to do with it. But leading up into the game, it was a fight. It was going to be a fist fight. It was going to be head-to-head. We looked forward to the challenge, and we really accepted it. And we really wanted to go out and shine.
And, Jackie?
And the other thing, Vince, that you failed to mention is that with 11 minutes to go in the ball game, we had the lead.
Yeah.
A much younger football team. But, you know, what I remember about Super Bowl 14, I carried with me for the rest of my career. I was in my fourth season, and it was my first season as a starter. I was playing right tackle. And I had been, you know, having a pretty decent year. And I remember, you know, the whole thought of playing against the Steel Curtain and that I was going to have to play against the great one, L.C. Greenwood, who had sitting right next to him Mean Joe Green, who got mad at me at the All-Star game and tried to break my neck. I told you about that. But here
well,
we
maybe
are.
Maybe you should tell the audience one more time.
Here we are in the Super Bowl, and we had a dive play that came right at me and the right guard, Dennis Harron. And I had a penchant, didn't do it all the time, but just in crucial downs, I had a penchant to double step, just put my head to the outside shoulder of that defender, and he would think I was going to reach him, and he'd jump out there. I'd throw him on the outside, and there was a huge, huge lane inside of me. Well, I did that to L.C. Greenwood, boom, boom, and he went right straight.
He went the other way.
He went right straight up the field way. And blew the back up about a yard and a half in the backfield. So the thing I remember about that game was having to play it close to the vest. You can't take any chances with veteran ball players because they're not buying all of this stuff that you're putting down. You got to play great meat and potato football. And I think I matched up with them okay, but I learned that point. From that point on, Never underestimate a veteran football player and what he knows, and that's the advantage that experience brings to a game of this magnitude.
You got two teams that are experienced coming up this Sunday, but Kansas City has been there more. You guys, this was your first Super Bowl. What, you said Pittsburgh had about four under their belt,
by
right?
By that time, they had won three, hadn't they?
They won three, and they were back-to-back.
Yeah.
Two of them were back-to-back.
No three-peat?
Perhaps
Pat
the,
Riley?
Probably one of the best, yeah. But perhaps one of the best teams of all time, in my estimation, was the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Don't tell Bradshaw that.
They were good.
But that's still
curtain level,
defense.
Man. Donnie Shell.
I mean,
Shell,
come on. Mean Joe
they
Green,
had, they
Jack Lambert, Elsie Greenwood.
How many Hall of Famers was on that defense?
Well, they had a total
Donnie
of
Shell.
13 Hall of Famers on that staff. Chuck Knoll
on
was a
team.
Hall of Famer, the
that's
coach.
Right. On
and
team.
Offense, they had
Chuck
a bunch
Knoll
as well.
Chuck Knoll was the coach.
Yes.
You guys had Chuck Knox, right?
We had Ray Malavasi.
But wait a minute.
Chuck's
now.
The one who drafted him.
Don't sell Ray Malavasi short. What do we say about Ray Malavasi?
He got the coaches that used to coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
See, that's smart.
But Carson was our defensive coordinator. Lionel Taylor was our offensive receiver coach.
And then
made
Bad,
a huge and Bad
Dan
Rad, you know him because he
Rad
coached
coach.
Too.
So all three of those guys left the Pittsburgh Steelers, came to the Rams, and we went directly to the Super Bowl.
That's great. Now, but before we leave the segment, tell us the Mean Joe Green story. Come on. We're waiting for this thing.
You know,
almost broke your neck.
Now that was in college,
yeah, yeah, no, that was in the college All-Star game.
Yeah, okay.
Defending Super Bowl champions used to play against this eclectic group of players that were just recently drafted. I was chosen to play in that ball game. And I was there, and I worked my way up the ranks and earned the starting right guard spot with Sid Gillman, the Hall of Famer, telling me, I want you to handle Joe Green. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know, he got confidence. I go into the ball game, and I like to work a guy pretty good, hit him in the shins, you know, get in there around that liver and the kidneys.
Work that
and
lather.
Just, boom, just bang him up all over. Well, anyway, I came, and I went up and down and hit Joe Green in the shins. And Joe Green said to me, hey, man, stay off of my legs. And I'm thinking to myself, I got him now. He's talking to me. A little bit later, I did the same thing. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hit him right in the shin, buckled him, and he fell on top of me. And I was getting up, and I felt a tug on my shoulder pad. I said, oh, I got him now. He's helping me up, begging for mercy. As soon as I got to my knee, wham, wham, he kneed me across my chin about three times and literally could have broken my neck. And left me paralyzed in graveyard dead right out there. It was just that hard.
So you kids out there, you want to go to Jackie's training school so you'll learn how to avoid situations like this.
That was awful.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad I asked about that story. All right, what about – we've got some Super Bowl prop bets that our guru, Corey Marino, has put together here, our producer. So you take much in the coin toss. The tails is 130 times, heads 128 times. It's 50-50. Tails is hitting five
of the
last
16. What does Matthew say every time he goes up there?
I always call heads. Yeah. I always call heads, and Matthew always calls heads.
But tails never fails.
Yeah,
I've heard tails never fail, but he would call head because he said that Christ – we said that Christ was the head of our lives.
That's right.
So we always call his head just because of that reason.
Especially if Mean Joe Green's in the game. All right, and will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift? This is yes plus 500, no,
no.
Negative 950.
No.
Well, I think a lot
Come
of people
on.
Are hoping.
Who drew that one up?
It's a problem in Vegas.
That probably is something that leaked out of New York.
Yeah.
The league
probably.
Office.
How about the commercials? You guys like to watch the commercials?
Yeah, I do like the commercials. I look forward to those.
Doritos has got a Super Bowl staple ad there, plus 250. Bud Light.
Yeah.
FanDuel, plus 400. Apple, plus 600.
Yeah.
And Pepsi, plus 350.
What about Popeyes?
I don't see it in here. I think it's in
Jack in the Box.
I think it's in your refrigerator right next to Harmony Cheese.
Come on, Jack in the Box.
We're not supposed to be eating the chicken right now.
No, not supposed to be.
The head person is in charge of the
cheese. Go with cheese. Harmony Cheese. They got some Super Bowl specials for you there. Check it out at harmonycheese.com. What a fun show with you guys today.
Yeah.
We just got one segment here to wrap up.
It's going
to
be fun.
But we
got
to remind everybody to send us your email address. Send it to CRN, our website there, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your name and your address. We're going to be selecting winners for a wine pack and a Harmony cheese pack. So enjoy that for you, too. And follow us on YouTube. Give us a yes. Give us a subscribe there on our YouTube channel. On Point
Live
with Vince Ferragamo
and Jackie
Slater. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Check us out on pointlive.net. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Great cheeses, everything available for you. And enter to win a Harmony Cheese cheese package along with Vince Ferragamo wine. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. Final short segment, some housekeeping. Vince Ferragamo, you wanted to talk about Aaron Donald on the Rams.
Well, Aaron Donald was such a great player, but when Aaron Donald wanted to renegotiate a contract, the Rams caved in and authorized a redo on his contract. So that only set the stage for these future players now, like Matt Stafford coming in. They want to renegotiate. Before you sign a contract, you got to play your contract out. Why aren't the good old days and the owners enforcing these contracts to be played out?
Yeah.
Why do they want to renegotiate? Matt Stafford got $60 million signing bonus already. He wants to get another $60 million bonus.
Well, let's just think about what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about when you talk about Aaron Donald. That's the cash register.
It's all about the money, I guess. Listen,
you talk about Aaron Donald. You're talking about somebody that's really, really special. And it's so special that there were times on second and long, third down, he was standing on the sidelines while he was making his highest
salary. But, Jackie, I'm not disputing his ability as a defensive lineman. He's one of the best ever.
I understand, but they paid him.
Yeah.
Knowing that on some third downs and second and longs, he was going to be standing on the sideline because it wasn't so much what he did. It was what he meant to that group.
I'm talking about the concept. And it's the same thing with Matthew Stafford. It opens the door.
It's the same thing with Matthew Stafford. The door has been opened.
Right.
And I think everybody has to be treated differently. I don't think you can treat everybody the same.
Well, everybody has to be treated differently. Be able to do that.
Because there is nobody else on the Rams roster right now that can deliver a football down the field like Matthew Stafford. So why treat him like he's the guy that can?
The Rams opened up the door. We'll see what happens.
And go that door. Tom Brady and the Raiders have made Chip Kelly the highest paid coordinator to return to the NFL.
Wow.
UCLA, $6 million, highest paid coordinator in the NFL.
He left UCLA.
Went to college football. Went to the pros. Philadelphia.
Then won a national championship at Ohio State. Now he's going to be.
Let's go.
All right, we got to tell everybody.
Must be good
at
what he does.
Go to our website, onpointlive.net. Check out our YouTube podcast. It's at YouTube. Just search for On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check us out at harmonycheese.com. We got our cheese packs. And please go ahead and give us your name and address. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com to win a cheese pack and also some Vince Ferragamo wine. We'll see you next week here. See what happens at the Super Bowl.